Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. Just a reminder, if you happen to hear a very loud guttural scream at around 8 o'clock last night, that was nothing to be afraid of. That was just me celebrating my hometown team's very first Stanley Cup championship. It's been a long time coming. Well, on today's Q&A, we're going to talk with Dr. Brian Skilperort from the Northern Arizona Vein Center. That's a two-part interview today about varicose and spider veins and the overall health concerns they may present. You know, this is summertime, of course. You may have spent a lot of money for your summer wardrobe and swimsuits, and then you find out, oh, those veins. Well, then after the local news and local and state news and weather break at the bottom of the hour, you'll hear my chat with ABC News legal affairs analyst Dan Abrams. He has a new book about Theodore Roosevelt. It's called Theodore Roosevelt for the Defense. You will not believe how many parallels there are between the Roosevelt trial and what we see in today's news. That'll be really, really fascinating. Just imagine the president or past president of the United States suing the news media and spending 8 days on the courtroom's witness stand. That will be part of that book we'll talk to Dan about. Stay tuned because we're getting started with Dr. Brian, the Vein Doc, coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop by Batteries Plus Bulbs and save on Duracell Ultra Boat, RV, and Lawn and Garden batteries. Or visit batteriesplus.com. See website for offer details and limitations.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Hello, Prescott citizens. This is Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr. It has been my great honor to represent you on Prescott City Council. I am proud of the progress we've achieved together, such as stabilizing the city's general fund, which has brought great prosperity to our community, securing dependable United Air Service, which has revived Prescott Regional Airport, and preserving our Western heritage and amazing outdoor space. I hope to continue as your councilwoman, and I'm asking for your vote this August. Please visit VoteBillyOrr.com, and thank you for your support.
Paid for by Billy Orr for Council.
Load up the RV and hit the open road.
to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Today I'm interviewing Dr. Brian Skilperort, correct, Dr. Brian?
That's correct.
From the Northern Arizona Vein Center here in Prescott. Now, I understand you're an Arizona native. You've practiced medicine in Prescott for 22 years. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up in Prescott.
Well, I came to Arizona in 1957, born in Good Samaritan Hospital. My father came to start an organization called Young Life that works with high school kids, and he was charged with beginning the Arizona ministry. And I lived here for 9 years, and then my dad was transferred to San Jose, and that's where I did most of my training, my medical school, and internship residency. We're in California. And eventually I came back to Arizona when Dr. Bricker, who was the first surgeon in Prescott, asked me to consider buying out his practice. So I purchased his practice, and that's how I ended up back in the Prescott area.
Now, take me back to your medical school days. How did you decide on specializing in vein medicine?
Well, I actually got interested in medicine when I was 17, and a surgeon who was a friend of our family's was working in Kenya, and he invited me to come over and work with him for a year, and he had me scrub in on his surgical cases. At that time, I thought, boy, I could really see myself doing general surgery. And so that's the route I pursued. In general surgery, we do a lot of different surgical procedures, including vascular surgery. And I started doing vein surgery, which initially was vein stripping. However, things have changed quite a bit from when I was first trained. And doing vein surgery. We now have many, many procedures that are minimally invasive, that are much simpler for the patient, less pain. They can come into my office and walk out rather than be done in the operating room under general anesthesia.
So for the layman like me, explain how veins work and what kinds of problems develop when someone has varicose veins.
Veins are responsible for taking blood back to the heart. Arteries take the blood away from the heart. The heart pumps blood through the capillary beds where oxygen nutrients are delivered to the tissues. And at that point, the work of the blood is done. And so now the veins are responsible for bringing the blood back to the heart. That's where the valves in the veins come in, especially in your legs, where there's a long distance between your foot and the heart, and you have one-way valves in your legs that when you're walking, the muscle compresses and pushes the blood up. If the valves are working, those vein, the blood continues to go up. If those valves fail, then blood just follows wherever gravity will take it.
So roughly at what age do you find people coming in for treatment for varicose veins? Is there a youngest age people come in for this?
I see patients typically in the 20s who are developing veins during pregnancy. That's very common because pregnancy puts a lot of stress on those vein valves. If patients have inherited a genetic flaw in the collagen that makes up those valves, pregnancy can stress the valves, cause them to blow out. And so patients in their 20s, 30s are typically when they start to see these veins develop. I also see patients, since this is an area where there's a lot of people in the Medicare age, I see a lot of people who come to see me once they get Medicare. Sometimes they've had varicose veins for 30, 40 years, but once they hit the Medicare age, they decide they want to get them taken care of.
And when someone comes to see you for the first time, is it more often they are coming on their own, or have they been referred by their PCP or maybe by a dermatologist?
Sometimes they're referred. Sometimes they come on their own. I get a lot of referrals from friends of patients. They've heard about me. I've been here since 1997, so a lot of my patients come because they know a neighbor or a friend who has recommended that they be evaluated by me. But many times the primary care doctors will refer them to see me. Sometimes the ER will send them to see me. Sometimes patients will end up in the ER if they have a spontaneous bleed from a vein, or if they have a clot that develops in a vein, they will send them to me to be evaluated.
So what kinds of treatment options are available?
Now, we used to do what are called vein strippings, which was essentially ripping the vein out of the body. It's a rather brutal procedure, and most vascular surgeons really did not enjoy doing that procedure. But now we can put a catheter inside the vein. We can use heat, and the two modalities that I use are radio frequency energy or a laser that both use heat to seal the vein and close it down from the inside. Medicare recently approved using glue or super glue to glue the vein wall together. You can also use ultrasound-guided sclerotherapy. There's a material called Varithena, which comes in a can that uses a mixture of oxygen, CO2, and a chemical called polydocanol, and it creates a foam almost like a shaving cream, and when you inject it into the vein, it causes the vein to close down and clot off.
Okay, so when you close down that vein, where does the blood go?
That's a good question, and I get that question quite frequently from my patients. You actually have a lot of veins in your body. And the veins that we treat are called superficial veins. If the veins are sending blood the wrong direction, they're not helping. They're doing the exact opposite of what they are supposed to do, which is to bring blood back to the heart. So when we close those veins down, the blood automatically reroutes to other healthy veins. Now, you can do that with superficial veins because you have a lot of them, but that's not true with the deep vein. The deep vein runs right up the middle of the leg. Typically, most patients have one vein at the knee called the popliteal vein that continues up into the groin as the common femoral vein, and then it goes up into the abdomen as an iliac vein, and then it joins the heart at the vena cava, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger the closer it gets to the heart. You cannot close down that vein. That's like the trunk of the tree. Everything flows into that section, and if you close that vein down, even if the valves are not working properly, if you close that vein down, you'll end up with lifelong problems because you'll have a large amount of swelling because the blood will have to reroute around that vein.
You just mentioned a couple of terms that I saw mentioned on the Northern Arizona Vein Center website, which reminds me, explain for us another term that's on that website. What is radio frequency perforator ablation?
Perforators are some of the veins that connect the superficial veins to the deep veins. They tend to be quite short, maybe 2-3 centimeters, and the blood typically travels up a superficial vein through a perforator into a deep vein, and that's the way the blood gets back to the heart. Sometimes these perforators have lost their valves, and blood goes the opposite way. If that occurs right around the ankle, sometimes ulcers or open wounds can develop because the pressure causes the skin at the ankle to become thickened and inflamed and pigmented. Many patients will have rusty-looking discoloration around their ankles, and many of those patients end up in the wound care center because those wounds become very difficult to heal. But if we can close the perforator that's causing the pressure in that area, that will significantly improve the healing time.
Also on your webpage, I saw endovenous laser ablation.
Yes, the technique to close down a vein from the inside is called endovenous or inside the vein ablation, and laser is one of the techniques. I have a laser that is actually work through a very tiny fiber, fiber optic fiber that goes inside the vein, and then we put fluid around the vein. We turn the laser on, and it actually heats the vein and causes the collagen to contract, causes the vein to become occluded and essentially clot off, and then the body gradually reabsorbs that, and the vein disappears.
Now, I know when people think of varicose veins, they automatically think it's a women's issue. Not so, correct?
No, I see quite a few men. Oftentimes, the men have worse disease than the women because they come into my office with veins sometimes larger than my thumb, and they tell me, these don't bother me, they bother my wife, so she made me come in here to be evaluated.
Isn't that usually the case, the wife sends a guy in?
That's often. Some of my patients are mechanics, they're working under cars, they're not thinking about their legs all day long. Typically what I do in those cases is I say, well, try putting on some compression stockings and come back and talk to me in about 3 months. And oftentimes they'll come back and say, I can't believe my legs really feel a lot better when I'm wearing those stockings. I feel a little silly wearing them, but I do feel better. And then when I end up treating them, they come back at their last visit and say, I wish I'd done this 20 years ago. I just thought I was getting old. I didn't realize that those symptoms were due to my veins. I just thought that was normal. Because these symptoms tend to creep up on a patient. They don't happen right away. Usually one valve blows out, then another one, then another one. These veins gradually distend. And those patients are actually carrying around quite a bit more blood than they should because those veins are like a balloon. They dilate, and most patients will have symptoms like aching, heaviness, tiredness, fatigue, sometimes itching, burning. Sometimes they'll have those venous stasis ulcers, or they can even have bleeding episodes, or they can have clotting episodes in their veins.
And you're talking about distended veins and the balloon. That naturally leads to DVT, doesn't it?
Yeah, DVT is something that has been in the news, the medical literature, a lot lately because we have quite a few patients who develop DVTs, which is deep venous thrombosis. So this is a clot in the deep vein. And because that vein is relatively straight and travels up to the heart, if a clot develops in the deep vein, it can actually flip off and go into the heart, and that can be a fatal illness.
I remember the NBC newsman David Bloom not too long ago. He was embedded with the troops in the Middle East, and he died of DVT. He was on a very, very long plane flight, and he never got up to move. And sure enough, he died, I believe, of a blood clot related to DVT.
Yes, I had a personal friend who's an internationally known surgeon who had the same exact thing. He was giving a lecture in Europe, came back, was making breakfast, the clot flipped off, went into his heart, and he dropped over dead.
Wow, amazing. So, do these procedures have to be performed in a hospital?
No, they can be performed in a hospital, but the majority of them nationwide are being performed in doctor's offices. It's something that can be done under local anesthesia, and again, patients can walk in and walk out the same day.
Mm-hmm. I know our listeners are wondering about the $64,000 question. Does my insurance cover this?
Oftentimes, the insurance will cover it. The insurance plans have gotten a little more picky about the way that they will cover this. Blue Cross especially sent out about an 18-page single-space list of what they will and won't cover. They're very specific about the size of the veins, the location of reflux. Reflux means that the blood is going the wrong direction, and we typically measure that with an ultrasound, and it's usually best if the patient is standing to measure that. So Blue Cross is quite a bit picky, but most insurance companies in Medicare have three criteria for treating varicose veins. Number one, you have to have symptoms, and typically they're symptoms that are affecting your lifestyle. As I mentioned, sometimes patients aren't even aware that they have symptoms. They just think they're getting old. But those symptoms I mentioned before, like the aching, heaviness, tiredness, fatigue, itching, burning, certainly if you have bleeding or clotting or ulcers, those are no-brainers. But you have to have symptoms. The next thing that the insurance companies and Medicare require is that you need to have reflux on an ultrasound. And an ultrasound is the way that we diagnose reflux. Typically, when the patient is standing, we'll squeeze the calf, and you can watch the blood go up. Then if you let go of the calf, if the blood turns around and makes a 180-degree turn towards the floor, That means those valves are not working, because blood in a vein should not be going down. It should only be going up. The third requirement for most insurance companies and also for Medicare is a three-month trial of compression stockings. They typically want patients to wear pretty high-grade compression, which is about 20 to 30 millimeters of compression. And they want them to wear them on a daily basis. They don't really say how many hours a day that means or that's required, but they do want patients to wear them. And the stockings are not going to make those vein valves grow back. But what I've found is that the patients who come back into my office, like the typical mechanic who says, you know, my legs actually feel better when I'm wearing those, that's a pretty good sign that their veins are causing their symptoms. The patients who come to my office and say the stockings make no difference at all, well, it may not be that their veins are causing their problem. Maybe it's their fibromyalgia or their arthritis or their hip or knee problems. Or their sciatica, but if the veins are the problem, typically compression stockings will compress those veins, and most patients will tell me that their legs feel better with the use of compression stockings.
We're just getting started with Dr. Brian Scoperort from Northern Arizona Vein Center. Stay tuned for part two of my chat with the Vein Doc, coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
You buy your lease from Findlay Subaru Prescott, we put it right back into the community. Salaries for our staff, taxes, and nearly $100,000 to our local community over the last 2 years. Groups like the Launchpad Teen Center, Yavapai Humane Society, Yavapai Symphony Association, Yavapai County 4-H FFA Expo, and more. This past April, we presented our Share the Love check of almost $20,000. This is our way of being a good neighbor and investing back to the community that we're a part of. A community of slopes and trails, mountains and lakes, urban nightlife, and pristine woodland, and the lifestyles that go with it. So when you travel to your favorite spot, you don't have to worry whether you're on or off the blacktop, because you began at Findlay Subaru Prescott. Thank you for your support. Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
If you've been hearing about the many benefits of CBD, start exploring at ease. You'll find a vast array of curated products, CBD lotions, soaps, scrubs, oils, oh, and highly useful CBD information Ease has gathered for you, along with a knowledgeable concierge at the ready for a live chat. Ease is truly all things CBD, delivered right to your door. Go to easewellness.com. That's easewellness.com. E-A-Z-E wellness.com.
Oh, you know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
Are you interested in adopting a horse and helping Yavapai Humane Society at the same time? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center in Chino Valley is the place for you. We have horses who are looking for their forever home, and maybe it's yours. Are you looking for volunteer opportunities? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center is the place for you. Are you looking for a venue for a graduation or birthday party, a dance, or even a wedding? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center is the place for you. Contact us at 928-515-4947.
Prescott Frontier Rotary invites you to the 14th Annual Grapes for Grades Auction and Wine Tasting, Sunday, June 30th at Waters Garden Center. Proceeds benefit the PUSD Summer School Enrichment Program. Enjoy live music from Drew Hall and Anton Teschner and a gorgeous buffet by Elgato Azul. Buy tickets in advance online at PrescottFrontierRotary.com or at Waters, Prescott True Value, or Olson's. It's Grapes for Grades, Sunday, June 30th, 5 p.m. at Waters Garden Center. Brought to you by KQ&A and Prescott Frontier Rotary.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A as we continue our chat with Northern Arizona Vein Center Dr. Brian Scoperort. Now, what about spider veins? Is that strictly a cosmetic issue?
Spider veins, by and large, is a cosmetic issue. Occasionally, I'll have a patient, typically a woman who is shaving, keeps hitting the same spider vein. It keeps bleeding, and Medicare will cover treatment for that problem. But most of the time, spider veins are a cosmetic issue, but I actually do quite a few spider vein treatments. Many times after we've closed down the bigger vein, I have patients who come back and want to have their spider veins treated. So the treatments that I normally do for spider veins are sclerotherapy. And I also have my laser can sometimes get rid of the really tiny spider veins, or I have a device called Vein Go, which is uses a tiny needle, a 30 gauge needle, and radio frequency energy to essentially weld those veins together.
Now the summer is coming on, of course, and we know a lot of people like to invest in summer fashions and swimsuits and things like this. Do you find this time of year people becoming a little more aware of seeing varicose or spider veins and giving you a call?
Yes, in fact, it's interesting that I occasionally have patients who are in their late 70s or 80s, females usually, who come in to see me and they want their spider veins treated. And I usually ask them, well, why are you doing this now? Why didn't you do this 40, 50 years ago? And a lot of times they give me a funny story about being around a pool and having their grandkids or their great grandkids and all their friends hovering around their legs and pointing to them and saying, what's wrong with your legs? And so they say, well, maybe I should get something done with them. Kids don't have a lot of filters, so they just call it like it is.
Sure. You know, it seems like there's a lot of doctors getting into the vein business, but what makes a surgeon uniquely qualified to treat veins?
That's actually a great question, because in our surgical training, we spend typically about 5 to 8 years of doing procedures, and we start out with the simpler procedures when we're in our early career, and then we get more and more complicated vascular procedures as time goes on. And while we're doing those procedures, we're being mentored, we're being watched by a surgeon who tells us that we're doing it correctly, shows us how to improve our techniques, and we present complications in front of large groups, and we discuss these cases so that we can become better surgeons. And so surgeons are very familiar with the vascular system, and we are the ones who traditionally have done all the vein surgery in the country. But with these new techniques, what we're seeing is many different doctors, most of whom aren't from a surgical background, jumping into this, and they're doing it in their offices with no oversight. When we are working in an operating room, we have operating room staff to see what we do. We have case review boards that look at our cases to see if we're doing things correctly, to see if we're an outlier. But when these doctors are doing them in their office, there's nobody looking over their shoulder. Many of them also hire their own ultrasound technicians, and they read their own ultrasounds, or sometimes they don't even read them. They just tell the ultrasound tech to read them, and sometimes they will actually tie payment to the ultrasound technician to whether or not they will find reflux. So it's kind of like the fox in the hen house. One of my ultrasound techs who left the area and moved to Colorado, she actually was fired from her first job that she got in Colorado because the doctor told her she wasn't finding enough reflux. It's either there or it isn't. And if you're being paid to find it and then do unnecessary procedures as a result, I think that's inappropriate. So we do see a lot of fraud in this business. The American College of Venous and Lymphatic Medicine and the American Venous Forum have both taken pretty strong positions on the fraud that's going on in this community of vascular or vein doctors. Actually, in the Journal of Vascular Surgery, in March of this year, they actually did a study where they looked at almost 7,000 doctors who were performing vein procedures, and they looked at, there was quite a variance in the number of endovenous ablations that were being done by all these different doctors. And the doctors that did the fewest number of procedures per patient were actually vascular surgeons. And even here in this community, I sometimes am asked to give second opinions, and I see ultrasounds that were done with the patient lying flat. The patients are told they have reflux. I have them stand up, and there is no reflux at all. Some of these patients are being told that they could drop over dead at any minute from a blood clot if they don't get their veins treated right now, and that's just not the case. There's really only one emergency in surgery or in vein issues, and that's if the veins are bleeding. You got to put your finger on the hole and stop the bleeding, but that's about the only emergency. You're not going to drop over dead if you don't get your veins treated today. But that's what I'm hearing from my patients. I'm also seeing patients who have been incompletely evaluated, and you know, when the doctors are only looking for a procedure, they're missing things. For instance, recently I saw two patients who had swelling, which is one of the complications that can happen with varicose veins. And one of those patients was told by a dermatologist that they needed to have 10 vein procedures performed. When I looked at their veins were normal, but they had enlarged lymph nodes. I biopsied the lymph nodes, turned out to be a lymphoma or a cancer of the lymph glands. That was the cause of the swelling. Another one who was evaluated by a local cardiologist was told that he also had venous insufficiency. And when I looked at him, I again found very enlarged lymph nodes, performed a biopsy. He also had a lymphoma, which was a cancer of the lymphatic glands. So surgeons have a unique perspective on the management of venous disease, and I think we have a lot broader feel for the patient.
And you are also a board certified surgeon, correct?
That's correct.
So let me ask you this: take me through your very first meeting with a new patient. What kinds of questions are you going to ask? What kinds of reasons do they have for coming in?
Well, one of the first things we ask is, are you having any symptoms? Because if you are having no symptoms whatsoever, then even if you have varicose veins, this may just be considered cosmetic.
Sure.
And so when I ask patients what symptoms they have, I ask them if they have issues with standing for prolonged periods. For instance, many of my patients are nurses who have 12-hour shifts at the hospital. They're postal workers who are standing all day long. They work at Walmart. They're at Costco. And they're on their feet. Those patients a lot of times will say, after I'm on my feet for half hour, I feel like I really need to sit down, or I can't stand in line at the store. Or some of my patients will say, I can't play more than 9 holes of golf if I'm out on the golf course.
Poor guy.
Yeah. My legs are bothering me. I gotta go sit down. And so I need to document what their symptoms are. I also ask them questions such as, is there a genetic predisposition? Do they have a family member with varicose veins? Because many patients have that genetic flaw that makes your valves fail. I ask them if they've worn compression stockings, because that's a requirement for most insurance companies and for Medicare, and if their symptoms improved with the use of compression stockings. I also ask them about other potential problems that can affect their veins. Do they have diabetes? Do they have other medical conditions? Are they on medications that can sometimes be contributing to their swelling? Do they take a lot of salt in their diet? Do they elevate their legs at night? Have they ever had ulcers or wounds that wouldn't heal in their legs? Also, we want to know, have they potentially inherited a flaw that makes them clot? It's called thrombophilia. If they have family members who have had an unexplained blood clot, we now know that there are many different genetic abnormalities that cause blood to clot. And in those patients, you have to treat them a little bit differently to make sure that when we do these procedures that they don't end up with a blood clot.
Might this be the first step toward diagnosing an overall circulatory issue?
Yes, this is your circulation is your heart, your capillaries, your arteries, your veins. And so when I see patients, a lot of times I evaluate their arteries to make sure that their blood flow is adequate. Especially when they have an ulcer or a wound that's not healing, you have to determine, is this coming from the vein or is it an arterial issue? Many times diabetics will develop accelerated atherosclerosis, which means that their arteries become narrowed. The tiny little blood vessels in their toes will start to become blocked, and then they end up unable to have the oxygen to deliver to the tissues, and those tissues will die. So when we're working with a patient, we always want to determine what is the cause of this problem. Is this an arterial issue or is it a venous issue? Most patients who have arterial insufficiency will tell me that when they're walking or when they're exercising, they will start to develop aching or heaviness in their legs that improves when they stop. That's called claudication. The reason they develop that is because the muscles are crying out for oxygen that the arteries aren't delivering. And so when they stop, the body catches up, gets rid of the lactate that has built up in the muscles, and eventually their legs feel okay. With a vein problem, it's the exact opposite. Most patients feel better when they're moving because their muscles are contracting and they're pumping the blood through the veins. When they stop, however, especially if they're standing in one place, that's when the veins become distended and when most patients will start to feel the aching or the heaviness, tiredness, fatigue that goes along with it.
Speaking as someone who years ago worked 10-hour shifts as a server without sitting down one time, I know where you're coming from on that for sure. How does a patient get hold of you, Dr. Skilperort?
Well, I have an easy number to remember. It's 1-800-VEIN-DOC, V-E-I-N-D-O-C. I've been the vein doc in Prescott for many years, so it's I purchased that number, and it's easy for my patients to remember.
They have a hard time. That was an act of genius. It really was.
Well, they have a hard time remembering my name,
yeah.
So I figure you can always remember Vein Doc. Just call 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
There you are. That is Dr. Brian Skilperort from the Northern Arizona Vein Center. Thank you so much for the information and for being our guest today on Q&A.
You're very welcome.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
How can you save hundreds of dollars right now?
By having Findlay Toyota Prescott pay your city sales tax on any new Toyota.
Backed by popular demand.
A program where everyone qualifies.
No forms to fill out. No additional anything.
You keep your rebates. You keep your low finance rate.
Buy any new Toyota through the end of June, and Findlay Toyota Prescott will pay your city sales tax.
Done. 4Runner, Camry, Corolla,
Tundra, RAV4, Tacoma.
Select from over 200 new Toyotas.
Or browse our full inventory at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. Then come in for a test drive.
When you take the keys, we'll take care of paying your city sales tax.
Don't you wish everything was this easy?
But hurry, this is a limited time offer through June 29th.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we know that our success depends on meeting the expectations you have for our dealership. Stop by today and let us exceed your expectations. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $4.95 doc fees.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperort, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperort of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Thursday the 13th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Mesa police say a traffic stop led to an officer-involved shooting last night. Detective Jason Flam says it all began when officers pulled over a car for a traffic violation at Broadway Drive and Country Club Road. That's when the two men inside bailed out and officers went after them.
As officers chased the suspect on foot, he pulled out a handgun and turned towards the officers. One of our officers shot the suspect, who then threw his handgun over the railing. My understanding is it was just a traffic violation, and it wasn't a pursuit. They just continued to follow the vehicle until he finally stopped.
Flam says the wounded suspect was taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The driver disappeared into a neighborhood, but a police dog soon located him, and he was arrested. No officers were hurt. The Diamondbacks are in Washington for a four-game set with the Nationals. The first game starts today at 4 o'clock right here on KQ&A. Sunny, dry, breezy, very warm, with highs today around 91 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, cooling after bedtime to a mostly clear 58, with today's winds cooling tomorrow through Sunday to highs of about 85. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a sunny, breezy 102 today, highs around 96 all weekend long, clear overnight skies, and a low tonight near 62. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook, listen live worldwide at kqna.com, and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. D-backs visit the Washington Nationals this afternoon at 4 on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, imagine a president of the United States criminally prosecuting media entities with creative use of statutes for publishing something about him that he insisted was false. One who is perennially obsessed with media coverage and yet publicly insulted reporters that he didn't like with mocking epithets. Well, believe it or not, there's a book out about that right now. Theodore Roosevelt, For the Defense, The Courtroom Battle to Save His Legacy by Dan Abrams and David Fisher. We, of course, know Dan Abrams as the chief legal affairs correspondent for ABC News. Dan, it's great to have you on the air. As we know from seeing your current work, sometimes everything old is new again, isn't it?
It is amazing. And in particular, with these books, I mean, with this book, this has somehow become a footnote to history. I mean, this was a front page story. For 6 weeks around the country in 1915, the former president of the United States testifying for 8 days, Theodore Roosevelt on the stand, and somehow it's been forgotten. And so it was very exciting to be able to bring it back to life.
So how many times do you find yourself relating the Theodore Roosevelt story with current affairs, not just in the White House, of course, but also with other politicians who are getting bolder and bolder by the day?
Well, there's no question that, you know, history is always a guide. And Roosevelt, and, you know, there are definitely comparisons between Roosevelt and Donald Trump. Some of them direct, you know, sort of hits in terms of, like, thinking that they are really compatible. And other ways that they're not. But, you know, and look, I think that seeing this trial, looking at the issues that they were dealing with, reminds you that a lot of the same issues they were facing back then. Things like corruption in politics, money in politics, the influence of what a political leader expects when a donation is made. I mean, these are issues we deal with every day today.
I understand, according to Theodore Roosevelt, for the defense, he had an attorney general who resigned in part based on Roosevelt's autocratic tendencies and belief that executive power should be almost absolute. True?
Yeah. I mean, look, he had a belief and a position that the Congress was a bit of a nuisance. He would call out judges. And he actually advocated for the recall of judges when they issued opinions that he didn't like. He expected that people were going to agree with him. He was convinced in his rightness. And, you know, that's certainly something that people recognize, today. And I think that's important looking at the totality of Roosevelt's legacy. You know, there are certain aspects. And I am an admirer of Theodore Roosevelt, but there are also aspects of his presidency and his post-presidency, where he did things that were not to be admired at all.
I understand that Roosevelt spent 8 days on the stand, correct?
8 days, yeah. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
Including cross-examination by a lawyer who detested him, both personally and politically. So, as you can imagine, there were some serious fireworks inside that courtroom during the cross-examination. And by the way, Franklin Roosevelt ended up testifying for him as part of the trial, which
wow.
is just kind of an amazing side note.
And after his presidency, Theodore Roosevelt even sued a newspaper and won, correct?
Yes. So Roosevelt had been accused over time of being a drinker. And he was waiting for the right time to sue. And he did finally sue the publication called The Iron Ore out of Michigan that had accused him of being a drunk. And he testified that he drank almost nothing apart from a little bit of wine every once in a while. And he presented witnesses who said that every time they were with Roosevelt, he was either drinking milk or other non-alcoholic beverages, and the defense couldn't present any witnesses to prove it. And so they basically conceded the case. And when it got to damages, Roosevelt said, you know what, I'll just take 6 cents. And he said that should be the price of a good newspaper, sort of mocking the iron ore at the time, but he really wanted to make a point that he wanted to stop people from suggesting that he was drinking, because he really didn't drink much at all.
Now, with your background in legal affairs and politics and constitutional law, how reassuring is it for our listeners and for the readers of your book, Theodore Roosevelt for the Defense, to know that this has happened before and our system survived it?
Yeah, I think it's important to note. I think that the people who say, you know, we haven't seen anything like this before, we've never seen, I mean, look, particularly when it comes to media, you know, the media used to be clearly on one side or the other, back a little before Roosevelt's time. But it was, you know, you had these pamphlets, you had these entities that were either on, you know, one side or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them penned anonymously, etc. And they were mean, and they were personal, and they were angry. And, you know, we survived. And so, you know, I think that the same thing applies here, which is, you know, people are concerned, and I understand why, about the level of rancor in this country. But it is not unprecedented.
And when you speak of the level of rancor, what has happened to our libel and slander laws? Are they even enforced anymore?
Well, sure, they're enforced. I mean, there's just more protections these days. It's much harder for a public figure to sue than it was back in Roosevelt's day. William Barnes, the plaintiff in this case, was considered a public figure. He was the head of the Republican Party in New York and the head of the Republican Party nationally for a while. So in today's world, he'd have a harder time suing. And, you know, the argument for that is that if the media is going to do investigative reporting and it's going to try and, you know, discuss political leaders, et cetera, that it can't be, in effect, that they're put out of business for a mistake. It's got to be that they should have known that it was wrong, that there was reckless disregard for the truth. And that standard is a tougher standard than existed back in Roosevelt's time.
And for our listeners who think that O.J. Simpson was the trial of the century, I have to recommend Theodore Roosevelt for the Defense, The Courtroom Battle to Save His Legacy by Dan Abrams and David Fisher. Dan, how can our listeners learn more about you and get a copy of Theodore Roosevelt for the Defense?
Well, they can buy the book anywhere, you know. If you get a choice, buy it at your local bookstore, but you can also, of course, get it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, etc. You know, I own a bunch of websites, Mediaite.com, LawnCrime.com, and I have a personal website called Dan-Abrams.com as well.
And let's not forget Live PD on A&E, correct?
Live PD on A&E is a big part of what I do, and every Friday and Saturday night from 9 to midnight on the A&E network on cable, we follow 8 police departments live, and we sort of documentary style chronicle how policing is done in America. So it's not just the most salacious moments of policing. It's the everyday aspects of being a police officer.
And we thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your TV, legal, and publishing.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Stroh from Bradshaw Family Dental. Have you ever experienced head, face, or jaw pain? Me too. Have you ever wondered if your teeth could be the cause of that pain? The answer is yes. Chronic pain of the head, face, and jaw region is very common and can actually be caused by a number of easy-to-fix dental issues. If any of this describes your current situation, please come see me at Bradshaw Family Dental, where we pride ourselves on treating people like their family. For more information, give us a call at 775-9495 or check us out at BradshawFamilyDental.com.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Arizona Fraud Squad presents Jam the Scam, calling out telemarketers.
I'm Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich. Every year, countless crooked telemarketers talk hardworking Arizonans out of millions of dollars with promises of easy money. If you suspect telemarketing fraud, I'm calling on you to call my office and bring it to our attention. We bring fraudsters to justice. Arizona Fraud Squad. You report it, we fight it. Go to azag.gov.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, all sorts of great things to do around town this weekend here in northern Arizona. Among them, tomorrow night and Saturday, it's The Winter's Tale, Shakespeare in the Pines at the Highland Center with a wonderful reception catered by Elgato Azul. You do want to call 776-9550. Tickets are $60. The reception is at 6 p.m. The performance in the amphitheater is at 7. Call 777-9550. Take advantage of a beautiful setting, a great classic show, and wonderful catering reception offerings by Elgato Azul. The Prescott Film Festival continues through the weekend. Tomorrow they have The Taste of Arizona at 5:30. That's $45 at the Yavapai College Sculpture Garden that offers four tastings of local beers, wines, and spirits paired with foods from Lucky's Barbecue and Panera while enjoying music from the Ping Brothers. And also after the Taste of Arizona at Yavapai College, you'll have the Silent Symphony. That is included, by the way, in your Taste of Arizona tickets. The Silent Symphony is the classic with Buster Keaton. This will be scored by the Mount Alto Motion Picture Orchestra. And then on Saturday at Yavapai College at 12:30 in the Performing Arts Center, the Sound of Music sing-along with lyrics projected on the screen. You don't want to miss that if you're a big fan of the Sound of Music. Also, Walker Day is this Saturday. Walker Day with a great day full of sunshine and nice temperatures in the 70s in Walker. Check out walkerday.org for all the details and have a great day on your Saturday at Walker Day or at the Yavapai College Prescott Film Festival or at the springtime, the Shakespeare in the Pines at the Highland Center. We've got baseball at 4 o'clock, D-backs at Washington. In the meantime, Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock. Join me back here Monday with my guests, local guitar legend Sky Daddy Conwell for his tribute to Eric Clapton and Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB. That's Q&A Monday at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.